Welcome to our new podcast, which is called Hypno Talks. And in this podcast, we'll be talking to different people who do hypnotherapy, who are hypnotists, and who practice in Lower Mainland BC, here near Vancouver, and maybe from other cities as well. So today, we have a special guest here, Timur Baitukalov. He is the founder of easyhypnosis.ca, certified hypnotherapist, member of International Medical and Dental Hypnotherapy Association, and master NLP Master Practitioner.
Hi,
Timur. Hello.
Hi, Tatiana. How are you?
How are you today? I'm fine. Thank you. So thank you so much for your participation in this project.
Well, you're welcome. It's a pleasure for me to be interviewed by you, Tatiana.
So I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. But first, could you please introduce yourself and your business?
So my name is Timur, like Tatiana mentioned. So I'm a hypnotherapist. Sure, you did mention that too. So our office is located in New Westminster, uptown New Westminster, in not too far from New Westminster Royal Mall. And we also have this weekly hypnosis meetup each Wednesday at 7 p.m. And you're very welcome to come and join us. Have a lot of fun every week.
Okay, that's interesting. Can you tell me more about your meetup? What are you doing during that meetup?
Yeah, we invite people who are interested in hypnosis and self-hypnosis. There's a special website which is called meetup.com, and people sign up to different meetups through this website, including ours. And people come, and in the beginning, they state their goal. For example, they want to learn to control their anxiety, or they were just curious about hypnosis, and they want to see how it works, or maybe they have some misconceptions about hypnosis. And it's very fun to give people hands-on experience so they would test it on themselves, because mm-hmm. like all during each week we do some group trance inductions to help them like get relaxed and start activating this special hypnotic state that would help them eventually achieve their goals. And it's pretty pleasant experience. And then we do some exercises. Usually I prefer to change them every week. But sometimes we do the same exercises. For example, 2 months later, we'll do the same thing. So even if you come every week, be assured there will be something new.
Mm-hmm. That sounds exciting. So what inspired you to become a hypnotherapist?
Actually, I think it was very long time ago I found this book by John Grinder and Richard Bandler called Transformations, and it was in Russian. By the way, now that I think about it, the translation was not very good, but still I was very impressed by the results that the authors mentioned, and it got me like very interested, and I decided to learn hypnosis. And one of the best courses in hypnosis in Moscow was with this guy called Mikhail Ginzburg, and it was pretty long training, about 8 steps, 3 days each. And I took this course, and it was like fantastic. So it was one of the best experiences in terms of training that I had in my life.
Mm-hmm. When was that?
It was, I think, in 2004.
Okay, and since 2004, it's been a long time. So I wonder what inspired you to start this business now in 2019?
Okay, so because in 2018 I went to this course, NLP practitioner course, with John Grinder and Michael Carroll, and I was really impressed by this training. I got recertified as an NLP practitioner, and because I already had this certificate, again from Moscow. And after that, I got so impressed by the results they get with people. So I decided to take NLP Master Practitioner course with Michael Carroll. And after that, it was just very natural flow of things that I decided to start my own business as a hypnotherapist, since I already had this certificate as hypnotherapist and as NLP master practitioner. So I combine two modalities to help people change.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That sounds really amazing. So what issues do you work mostly with?
We are specialize in smoking cessation, weight loss, and chronic pain management. My special interest, I think, well, both smoking cessation and chronic pain management are very interesting to me, because with smoking cessation, you can get results pretty quickly. Usually people either stop smoking after the first session, or they drastically reduce the number of cigarettes that they smoke per day, like 70-80% less. And so then it's just a matter of time and sometimes second session to get them really changed. And talking about chronic pain management, I'm really inspired by this modalities like hypnosis and NLP, because I had a chance to practice on myself. For example, 1 year ago when I broke my neck practicing in Vancouver Circus School on trampoline, and I managed to reduce the level of pain in my neck to the level that I didn't take any painkillers at all. So it was really inspiring how that I could really use my subconscious to help me accelerate healing and control pain. And I also healed my chronic pain in my right shoulder, which was like there for I think more than a year, and it was very impressive for me too. And also I used this self-hypnosis techniques to help me heal that, and it's really amazing. So I hope that people would share my passion, because it's really doable and it's just a matter of practice. You should practice, but it's the results that you get are amazing.
Mm-hmm. So you actually practice what you preach, right? In
yes.
your personal life.
Yeah, and absolutely,
you,
yes.
And you feel that you have lots of benefits from this practice for yourself.
Absolutely, yes. Mm. Yes, I never smoked, so I can tell that I quit smoking every week and I practice quitting smoking. Mm-hmm. But yes, I do practice self-hypnosis regularly, and it can really help you achieve your goals in all aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm. And in your opinion, what makes hypnosis such a valuable tool?
Because we work directly with the boss, because our conscious mind is very limited. You can call it even stupid sometimes, because people stuck in very basic things. For example, I don't know, even if we talk about smoking, like humanity invented computers, like, you know, but you still can't stop smoking cigarettes. Come on, it's just unrealistic. But what prevents us is because it's our unconscious mind that controls our behavior. So it's not, yes, consciously we may want to quit, but if our unconscious mind is not ready to quit, if it has some benefits from smoking, it will sabotage your attempts to quit. So it's very important to get the support from your unconscious mind when you want to achieve something in your life. If you don't have this support, it would be very difficult. And even if we talk about smoking cessation, so how many people successfully quit just by using willpower? It's very, very difficult thing. So if we get the support of our unconscious, it becomes just a smooth transition into a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. I recently heard a phrase, and I think it was Larry Hammond who said that when we use willpower, we use a conscious tool against an unconscious process. And yeah, it's quite ineffective in many cases.
Yes, because only people with very, very strong willpower can do
so. Who probably don't exist.
Well, probably they do exist, but I mean, how many people in, I would say 1% max in the general population mm-hmm. can do that just by willpower?
And also the experiment is not very clear because maybe they have their own mechanisms of connecting to their subconscious. So their willpower, so-called willpower, works for them.
Yeah, probably, yes, yeah.
Probably. And I wonder, what's the most, what's the most common question about hypnosis that people ask you? Mm. And the answer to this question?
Well, honestly, I can't remember. So, one of the common misconceptions about hypnosis that people very often expect that you fix them. So they expect just come to the office, sit there in the chair for 1 hour, and then become completely transformed and fly again. And it's not really how it works. So what we do in the office is that I help people reconnect with their unconscious mind. So so their conscious mind and their unconscious mind can be become allies in the goal that they want to achieve. But to achieve the goal, you need to practice. So we, for example, each time when I see clients after the session, I give them, I send them the links to our self-hypnosis audios and ask them to listen to them every day. And usually they're pretty short, like 10, 15 minutes. But it's very important to practice them at home to be sure that this special hypnotic state is stabilized. You can enter it very quickly and you can work with your goals in this hypnotic state. Because I still have problems in my life, but I know how to fix them very quickly because I know these self-hypnosis techniques. I mean, but I still continue to have sometimes problems and difficulties.
Mm-hmm. And probably you still need to continue to do your specific exercises in this regard.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yeah, I still need to because like life brings us all kinds of challenges and hypnosis is one of the like tools that can help you find solutions to the problems that you have in your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, probably my last question will be, what's your favorite quote or a piece of wisdom that you'd like to share with us today?
I think your unconscious runs the show. Mm-hmm. I think it's a quote from John Grinder. I think he said that during the seminar. Yeah, it's a very beautiful quote. So let's get connected with our unconscious to make sure we have its support. It will help you really.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talking with you. And I hope people will find things that you said very interesting and applicable to their lives.
Well, thank you, Tatiana. It was a pleasure to talking to you too. And it was a pleasure sharing my knowledge with your audience. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.